The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are the sole responsibility of the party expressing them.
It is such a beautiful day out today with all the wonderful rain that we've had and certainly needed. We're coming out with some beautiful sunshine. It should make you feel great inside. It certainly does me. And it's an exciting day today. I'm going to be starting out with someone who's one of my favorites. Her name is Karen Merkley. And Karen is the Director of Public Relations and Marketing with this foundation on the internet called More Good Foundation. And you're going to want to hear about this, especially you people who are LDS. And actually, some of you non-Mormons out there might be very interested in this as well. And I'm going to start here out here saying hi, Karen.
Hi there. Glad to be here, Diane.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I really am. Karen's been on here, two other times, haven't you, Karen?
It's been once.
It's only once. Seems like it's more than that, but I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
But, you know, Karen and I were talking this morning, and I think one of the most frustrating parts of being a Mormon, meaning, of course, a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is striving to overcome some preconceived ideas from non-Mormons who don't understand what we believe. You know, some of my old friends who are not LDS will make statements like, well, you believe thus and so. And I reply, no, I don't. And they reply, yes, you do. And as patiently as I could, Karen, here I tried to say, you know, I've taught gospel doctrine for 25 years, and truly, I'm telling you, that's not what we believe. It's just what somebody else is telling you we believe. If you want the truth, you have to go to the source and not somebody else. Isn't that true, Karen?
That is absolutely true, and a lot of times that's what happens, is that these misperceptions that prevail sometimes through the internet or sometimes through the media or sometimes through their own pastors as they ask questions or get information will sometimes filter down to us. And, you know, we will always say, why don't you, if you have questions, come to us. We're more than happy to answer those questions. And secondly, if you're asking questions about the Book of Mormon and you haven't read the Book of Mormon, why not pick it up? We're happy to send you one so that you can read it for yourself and then ask questions based on your own experience rather than based on third-party information. So, absolutely. These perceptions that exist, it's interesting. Well, there are about 51% of those polled don't know anything about us. So there's that one group. And then there's the group that associate us with groups that we're not affiliated with. I mean, after the Texas polygamy raid, we learned that 91% thought that we were affiliated with FLDS, and we are not. For those of you out there who are not familiar with us as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as Donna said, Mormons, we are totally distinct from that group. But all of these things, there are other misperceptions that we're secretive or that we hide behind a cloak of secrecy, or that we are performance-driven, that we are on this performance treadmill, for example, and we don't understand the difference between grace and works. Well, if that's what your pastor is teaching you or if that's what you've heard, I would suggest that you come to MormonBeliefs.org or you come to MormonChurch.com and you learn more about it. And we have wonderful forums. We have venues that you can come and ask these kinds of questions so that your misperceptions can be dispelled and you can learn positive things about and accurate things about the Church of Jesus Christ.
You know, one of the things that I found very difficult, I had a girlfriend of mine who is not a member of the church, but I just love her. I grew up with her in high school. And she has gotten very much involved in an evangelical movement. And boy, I'll tell you, she believes everything they tell her. And when I was talking with her about some of these things, she would throw out things, well, like, you believe there's a mother in heaven, don't you? Well, yes. If there's a father, there's generally a mother. And then, you know, she would say, well, you believe that God has a body of flesh and bones, don't you? Well, yes, but let me explain this to you. No, just answer my questions. And she would go down this list. And she had truth, but she had half-truth. And, you know, when we never get to be able to go back to the basics and bring people forward so that they understand why we believe what we believe and what it says in the scriptures about them and how so many of the scriptures have been, the scribes really did a job on them back in the times of the Jews, and they've come forward not with all of the truth. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to bring back this restoration that it talks about in Revelations, that an angel's going to bring back so we have the truth. having that truth, we're now to take it to the world. But the only way we can do that is if you'll listen. If you'll at least let us lay out the foundation, let us explain what happened in the scriptures and what's there for us to learn. And that's what you do, isn't it, Karen?
That's what we do. That's right. And the internet is a great place for that conversation to take place, because it is that conversation is taking place on almost every subject, including religion. And we just really want to harness the power of the new media for
that. Now,
let
me make sure, Karen, because I'm not sure people understand what you're doing out there. You know, people, we have this internet flow out there, thank goodness, this flow of information. But sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's good. And here we have, Karen, when you and I talked before, you showed me a chart where the information about the Mormon Church going out over the internet or everywhere else was like, what was it, 10 bad to 1 good type of a thing. Is that correct? Go ahead.
Yes, very much so. And the idea was that, and that's why we were actually created initially, was to counter some of that information that is put out there by our critics who had been defining us for years and years. I mean, the internet has grown over the last 5 or 10 years, and largely initially we were kind of really oblivious to the conversation that was taking place about us online. Now we realize that we really need to speak out and define ourselves, not let someone else define our beliefs for us. And so as a result of that, More Good Foundation was formed by Dave Neeleman and Ken Woolley. And since that time, we have created websites that provide, and online communities, social networks like LDS.net that we'll talk about, that provide this accurate information and that give people opportunities in real time to ask questions about that information and to get it from the source. So that's how we came into existence.
To counteract what was going on out there that was negative about the church and untrue, quite frankly, untrue.
Exactly.
And I know that there are a lot of you out there who have been, have people knock on your doors and have been giving you some DVDs that are really quite negative about the church. You know, before you drop out of the church, before you believe some of these lies, you need to go online to More Good Foundation. Is it .net? I'm trying to
dot
think.
.org.
.org. Okay, again, write that down. It's More Good Foundation. .org. That is, and then it takes you to all kinds of sites where you can participate. In fact, Karen, explain to them how they can participate. Some of us have come home from missions and we sit back and we say, well, now what am I going to do? But this is a way you can serve a mission from your own home. Would you go ahead, Karen?
Absolutely. For those that are who are LDS and faithful members and would like to participate in this conversation but aren't quite sure, what can I do? I've never blogged. I'm not technical. There are lots of things that you can do. You can come to our site, first of all. We have actually a list of ways that you can contribute. We also have links to other positive LDS sites. So again, for those of you who are not of our faith, you're more than welcome to come and browse any of our sites and other positive LDS sites or the church's official site, which is Mormon.org and LDS.org. And we'll talk about the reasons that we also have these unofficial sites in a moment. But back to Donna's question, some of the sites that we have, some of the ways that you can actually contribute would be to start a blog. If you were to go to WordPress or blogger.com, even as we're speaking, and enter in your Google account information, you'll see a little dialog box that tells you that you can start a blog. If you click on that, you pick a template, click on the template you like, you already have, and a title of your blog, you will already have a blog up. And within 1 minute of my speaking, you can have that actually started. And then there are little screencasts and tutorials on Blogger that can help you show you how to post and how to upload photos. And you could talk about your family. That's one way that you really can contribute and make a difference. We had a gentleman that was in Las Vegas who set up a little family blog, very simple on Blogger, and was posting about tithing and his experience with tithing. It turns out that some gentleman in California who had been struggling with that concept, bumbles onto his blog and reads his post and contacts this gentleman and ends up, after some investigation, baptized into the church. And that can happen all the time. Sometimes we underestimate the power of one voice or one blog, but that's how we will change perceptions and change lives, I think, by the examples of the members getting on there and blogging. Other ways that you can contribute.
Before you move on, Karen, can you hold that thought for
Absolutely.
Just a minute? I wanted to mention to you, those of you out there who would like to do this, when Karen mentioned that he got on and talked about his family, and he talked about what the church meant to his family, obviously, is that right?
That is
and
right.
And the different principles of it. So, and, we have to remember that if we put the information out there, then the Lord can guide these people to it through the Spirit. If it isn't up, he can't do it. So it's our responsibility to get this stuff out there so the Lord can direct people to that site.
That's exactly right, Donna, because President Hinckley, I think, is the one that said that the example of the members is really the best missionary tract we have, because the Lord said, you'll know them by their fruits. What we need to do now, we're good at talking to each other and among each other about all these experiences that we're having in the service and all of that, but we need to now get this out into the virtual world, because that's where people are traveling right now. That is the new internet highway. That's the place where people are.
So we're showing them we're not a cult. We're exactly. Normal, average, everyday people living the gospel within our lives and what it means to us. And you can do that yourself and join with this group. It's called moregoodfoundation.org. Please go to that site and see how you can participate. moregoodfoundation.org. Go ahead, Karen.
I think along those lines, there are other ways that you can contribute. There are places that you can comment on our own sites when people do come in with questions. You're welcome to participate there. There's also YouTube. We have a number of YouTube channels where we post videos, including a More Good Foundation channel. So if you were to go to youtube.com/MoreGoodFoundation, you'll find some very positive videos, some conversion stories. And there are also other places that you'll see positive content. The church has some channels too. And you can support those. You can comment on those videos. And that will help to mitigate the negative influences that are out there on the internet and fill it with light. Our job isn't, although sometimes we need to defend and there's a time for defending, our job is to fill the internet with light, not so much to curse the darkness as it is to light a bonfire and to let our light shine. And as we do that, as we bring you out of obscurity and me out of obscurity and everyone else out of obscurity, then the church will come out of obscurity. And we will really be able to proclaim the message of peace that we have.
You know, it is so true, especially with what's going on in the world today, Karen, you know, and the evil that we have to combat every single day. You know, there are people out there who feel like we have to give Satan equal time. Well, trust me, he gets far more than his equal time. He gets into our schools, he gets into our government, he gets into our individual lives, he brings drugs and pornography and all these things into our life. We have to counteract that by, as Karen said, being the light, a light on a hill. So that people will be drawn to us by the Spirit. I really believe, Karen, if we get it out there, the Lord will use that Spirit to bring people to it.
That's exactly right. And we know what people are looking for when they search. I mean, there are like 6.4 million Google queries a month. So people are looking all the time. And there are a lot of seekers of religion. Some of the other sites that we have and that will address some of your questions, if you are friends of other faiths. First of all, you might be curious about our music. We have a site called MormonMusic.org where you can come and actually see over 600 tracks of music from around the world by Native musicians. You can create your own playlist. You can listen and then look at these people, these musicians' lives, and go back to their blogs and learn more about who they are. It's a way, too, for us to reach out to people around the world who maybe feel isolated and don't have the kind of accessibility to music that we have. So that's a place that you can certainly learn more about us. We have a Mormon Wiki, which is very much like, it's mormonwiki.com, and it's very much like the regular Wikipedia, only it's a Mormon version, and it has just a wonderful compilation of articles that one of our editors, Gail Boyd, has put together and that many volunteers have worked on. It's user-generated, so you can go on and contribute and add content. I do want to say that all of our sites are carefully moderated, so while we do take respectful comments, we're also very careful about the content that goes on our sites. And that's a place you can read about anything from our stance on Prop 8 to, you know, David Archuleta to whatever the current event is. So that's another source of information for those of you that are friends of other faiths. We have a site called MormonWomen.org, and again, that addresses a lot of the misconceptions about us as women. If you were to Google that, you might see some FLDS images, and we're trying to change that. We want people to know that's not us, and that we're not oppressed, repressed, and depressed always as women, that we have, you know, we have varied and diverse lives, and
sure.
So you can check it out there. Again, we have a wonderful site. One of our largest sites is LDS.net, and that's a place we'd encourage anybody right now even to go in, take a look, sign up, get an account. Heather Newell, who's our VP of technology, was a pioneer in the internet way back when we weren't even involved in the conversation collectively, and she started LDS Talk, and then we have brought that into LDS.net. It's a place where you can talk with people around the world about your experiences, people that are asking questions about the church and are coming into the church. And I have some examples of people, of successes, things that have happened to transform lives from a number of these sites, including LDS.net, if you'd like me to share some of those. But that's a place where you can get on and share your voice with others around the world.
Karen, just I would like to interject something here. I was reading some of the papers that you had brought in. They've got some amazing materials here if you're interested in some of them. You need to give. Can they call you, Karen?
Please, yes.
Let's give your phone number. Would you mind, please, Dan?
It's 801-705-5115. Again, that's 801-705-5115.
All right. We'll be giving that out again. But if this is for those of you who want to learn more about the Mormon Church or you want to participate in this missionary effort out there to turn the tide. By the way, Karen, this is the point I was going to make. In some of the materials that you brought in, I kind of chuckled. Satan's feeling the heat because he's actually putting a word out there that the More Good Foundation is really trying to counteract all the bad stuff, and they're saying how bad this is. So we got to remember that it's very important that you get involved in this because it is going to make a difference. Okay, Karen, get back here to what you were saying, and I'll let you just pick up.
Well, I appreciate that, Dawn. I do. I wanted to just share with you one of the successes that on LDS.net, for example, we had yesterday a baptism.
Wow.
And it was wonderful. This gal, I won't give her name over the air here, but she was baptized after coming to this site and gaining information about the church. There have been a number. There's probably been just several in the last month who've actually come into the fold through that. We have posted some videos on YouTube, one of which was Elder Holland's talk, My Words Never Cease, which talked about additional revelation. You may have seen that go around virally. And it's really interesting to see the kinds of results that come from something as simple as that and people that are commenting on it. This actually broke records for the 12th most discussed video of all time for a nonprofit. But here's what someone said. I must say, what Holland is saying here makes incredible sense, and something about this video strikes a chord in me in a way nothing else ever has. I've been to many churches, I've heard many sermons, and they all use the Bible. I can't see how they all come out so different. If this Book of Mormon is indeed an addition to his word, then God sure knows what he's doing to correct where we've been going wrong with Christianity. And you get comments like that, and a minister who even responded and said, I am so intrigued by this message. And he said, I'm not sure yet about the authenticity of the message of the Mormon Church, but He's still investigating, but it's wonderful if we can get this apostolic witness out, if we can get our witnesses out so that we're not just talking to each other at church and conferences, then we can give people an opportunity to judge for themselves.
Well, if you've just joined us, I am talking today with Karen Merkley, and Karen's with a foundation here called More Good Foundation, and you can log on to the internet under that, moregoodfoundation.org. Please do that. There are so many wonderful, interesting sites and ways that you can actually get involved. You know, I was telling Karen here, I said years ago, I'm a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I was sitting in a meeting, an evangelical meeting, and it was a huge church in Denver, and they called themselves interdenominational, but it was not quite that. But it was interesting that every Wednesday this minister would give a talk on somebody else's faith. And one day in walked a Christian Scientist, and he walked down the aisle. Now, this was an enormous church. Mm-hmm. Had a balcony, and it just loaded with people down below. And he calls out. I thought, boy, this guy's really got nerve. He calls out, listen, you people, if you want to know something about the Christian Scientist Church, come to the source. Come to us. What this man is saying is half true, but we can give you the whole truth about what we believe if you're interested. And they literally came and dragged this man down the aisle.
That's amazing.
Out. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, he's right. He's absolutely right. Nobody else has the right to tell you what somebody else believes. If you want to know what their source of information, what they believe, you need to go to them. So this is an opportunity for you to go to this More Good Foundation and be directed to different people and doctrines and whatever, so you truly understand what we believe. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And it reminds me of two comments that came in recently to our site, Donna, talking about these misperceptions and how they've been corrected by the site and others. But there was a gal who actually moved from Florida to Florida and had no family around, and there were Mormons living next door to her, and she said, she wrote an email, she said, they were afraid. They told me they were Mormons initially, but they didn't think that we would like them after that because of the pervasive misperceptions about them. And she said, on the contrary, they are the greatest family I've ever known. they're like my own. They've invited me to their child's baptism. Can you tell me, do Mormons have godparents? I don't know if they're going to ask me to be a godparent. And can you tell me what to bring to this baptism? And I thought, how wonderful is that? And then she started looking into our sites and learned more about the church through the source. Interesting. Another gentleman, Rob, who is Jonathan Johnson, is our president of More Good, and he's a wonderful guy. Served a mission in Raleigh, had lots of experiences with his Baptist friends, and went to California and came back, and has been with More Good since 07. And he's now communicating with a gentleman that came to our sites, as are many others, who his name is Rob, and he actually came to Salt Lake, had a wonderful visit with people here, and he said he was so impressed. He said it dispelled his misperceptions that he had come with, so much so that he was driven to investigate more about us. And now he's bouncing all over these websites and trying to get more information and in touch with all of these people. And he said, I've never felt so much love, and I feel the fruits, and I'm not yet sure this is the true church, but another case in point. So there are many, many people seeking, and really do, as Donna said, come and ask someone who is a member of the church.
Well, if it does nothing more than convince people we're no cult.
Exactly.
You know, that we are truly Christian, I think that in and of itself is a huge leap. Especially today, I had a very good friend of mine who told me that she'd lived for years in this one area. She's retired here now. And she said, my neighbors didn't know that I was LDS. Mm. And she says, and we were the best of friends. And then one day, they happened to find out that I was LDS, but they had read a lot of very negative stuff about the church. And overnight, they just stopped talking to me. And she said it was that they would ignore me, and it was just awful. And she says, finally, I got up nerve, and I walked over, and I said, now what has changed about me? Give me one thing that's changed about me. We have loved each other for years, and I was LDS then. What's wrong with me now? And they both sat down, the couple with her, and said, nothing. We're so sorry. You know, they began to realize the truth of the situation. This was a good woman. And yes, she believed in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but nothing had changed. So if you just, you know, we can get the word out and let people understand that there are a lot of good out there.
That's exactly right. And I think as we post conversion stories, which a lot of people are doing now too on some of these sites, it's very simple to do a 2-minute video. That's something you can do and upload to YouTube if you've got a Mac in front of you or a video camera. Giuseppe Martinengo, who's been a pioneer in the work as well and laid the foundation of a lot of our original sites, is from Italy, an Italian convert, and joined the church, came here to get his MBA, and works with the foundation as VP of Operations, and he posted his video in Italian and has gotten many responses to that and to his blog. One gal from Italy who's been investigating, who heard his video and said, that's exactly how I feel and how I felt about the teachings that I've learned all my life and have been dissatisfied with, or just felt that there's still a hole there, and she's been investigating. And this can happen if you want to just post a video or...
Well, think of these returned missionaries.
Exactly.
Who come back, and I know when you sit down and you talk with someone, you say, what were some of the main points, some of the main questions you were asked? You know, wouldn't it be great if some of you missionaries out there who come back with a language do just exactly what Karen said. Make a video and say, you know, use their language and say, you know, some of the main questions I was asked on my mission were these. Or take one and say, and then I'll do another video. And let me explain this. And make sure you followed LDS doctrine. Make sure you put it out correctly. You know, but do it with love. And help these people to understand each point. I mean, you could do so much missionary work on the internet if you'll just apply yourself.
Thank you. This really is a way to continue your mission. And return missionaries, you speak another language. You can do this in the language that you served your mission in, which is perfect. And in fact, we're doing one right now, a French video on that very thing. What do Europeans really ask about us? They ask, you know, are you all American? Is this an American church? You know, they have so many questions for us. And so if we can address those, and you can do that in their native language. All of our sites, by the way, most of them, the majority of them, are translated into a number of languages.
Well, you know, I was very blessed a number of years ago for one of my listeners to my gospel doctrine class that I do have done every Friday for the last 19 years, save me a site on the internet and under gospeldoctrine.org. Mm. And I was able to post all that up, and after all that work over all the years, and it was the most thrilling thing to me. So I want to bear testimony to you. This is an exciting thing, and you can participate in, but go to More Good Foundation. And again, Karen, give your phone number.
My number is 801-705-5115. And if you do have someone that's serving a mission right now, you could actually start a blog for him or have someone in your family start one for him and then post his letters and pictures from his mission. When people key
idea.
In Mormon missionaries all the time, it's one of the most frequently keyed in words. And your blog could come up and you could have investigators as a result of his mission even right there in your hometown.
We don't realize how much is the power of one. You know, if we just would understand that one person can make a huge difference, and you certainly can do this on the internet now, especially with that we are not limited yet, and hope we never will be. But free speech may not be as free as time goes on. We need to get the word out.
Take advantage of it now. That is absolutely true.
We have to overcome the evil that's in the world. Again, this is called moregoodfoundation.org. I've been talking with Karen Merkley. That's Karen Merkley, and her phone number is 801-705-5115. Is that correct, Karen?
That's correct.
Call Karen if you have any questions. There's so many different fields, so many things that you can do. Give her a call and find out how you can get involved. Karen, again, let me give that number, 801-705-5115, and type in on your internet, moregoodfoundation.org. Stay with me. We'll be back here after a word from our sponsors.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are the sole responsibility of the party expressing them.
1400 KSTAR, KSRR, Provo, Orem.